Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. I'm Dan Maudsley, here with the most exciting 10 minutes of tech since 1972, when a 12-year-old in Cincinnati became the first person to write boobless on a pocket calculator. Coming up on this week's X-rated show, hear all about the new MacBook Pros from a pro. That's Double B from Double B TV. We'll be flicking through the next issue of T3, assuming it's finished, and it's Mother's Day. Find out what we'll be buying the T3 mums. And now the battle is over, we'll have the latest on Blu-ray. All of which is far too important for me alone to handle, so I have the one, the only, Rhiann Morgan from T3 Magazine here with me. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're back after a break.
I'm back, yes. Much like Arnie, I am back. I did say after the last one, I think I will be back, and here I am.
Here you are, true to your word.
I am.
Okay, well, let's get straight on to the big news of the week, which are the new MacBooks and MacBook Pros. Now, yeah. Before we discuss this, let's get the lowdown on the new models from our special correspondent, Double B.
Hello, everyone. This is Double B from DoubleBTV.com, and I got some Apple news here for you. Apple has updated both the MacBook Pro and the MacBook. Both the MacBook Pro and the MacBook now have Intel's latest mobile processor, which is dubbed Penryn, P-E-R-Y-N.
Sorry, how do you spell that?
Penryn, P-E-R-Y-N.
Perrin.
Yeah, I think Perrin. Perrin.
P-E-R-Y-N.
Yeah.
Okay, he
That's
goes on.
That's what I got.
The MacBook Pro models are as follows. The MacBook Pro 15-inch LCD is 2.4 gigahertz.
2.4.
And a processor with 2 gigabytes of RAM.
Wow, that's impressive.
200 gigabytes hard drive and 256 megabytes of video RAM. It's around $1,900. The same price I bought the old version of the MacBook Pro back in November. So we've got an update. Still at the same price.
He makes a good point, though.
He does make a good point. Yeah, I think if he reported on the boobless news, so he'd make that sound boring as well.
There's more.
Now, as far as the MacBook goes, like I said, it does have the new mobile processor by Intel.
That would be the...
Penryn, P-E-R-Y-N.
Just so we're sure.
So there you have it. Apple has updated the MacBooks. So come by, join us at DoubleBTV.com.
Yeah. Sure
Double
will.
B,
sure
I will be there. I think he's the next contestant on Countdown. Conundrum.
Yeah. Anyway, Rhiann, I think we found your replacement.
God, I know. Did you get on the phone to Double B? Does he have phones? Has he discovered phones yet?
Yes. Well, it is a hard act to follow. But what do you make of these?
I think it's a really good thing. I just think that MacBook Air is so new and they've got this trackpad now, which is one of the big things they wanted from the MacBook Air. For them to put it on the Pros now, I think... It's kind of, I don't know what they're really doing, whether...
It does say the wind from the sails of the Air.
It was kind of, the Air's really thin and that was really good, but then it had the tech, which was this trackpad, to kind of go, yeah, we've got this as well, and now we get it on the Pro. I just think the Air's
not on the MacBook.
Yeah, not on the MacBook. I think, I don't know if they're thinking about doing it on the MacBook, but I think, you know what Apple does, they like to tease us from time to time to kind of go, oh, we've got it on one thing, but... keep yourselves tuned on whether we're going to give it on someone else. So I wouldn't, you know, rule out it's going on the MacBook.
But it is a bit of an omission, really, isn't it? I mean, the especially as neither of these have been redesigned at all. They're essentially, they look the same. It's not really that exciting, are they?
Yeah, well, I just think it's that typical Apple kind of thing to do that, you know, they've got this new technology, so they put it on the MacBook Pro and everyone does a big hoo-ha about it. And
including Double B.
Exactly, Double B. I think Double B hit it on the nail there where he sounded so excited about it. I think he sounds like the rest of us. But I think the trackpad is an amazing piece of technology and I really like it. I liked it on the Touch and I liked it on the iPhone, obviously. And I think it's really good they're putting it on the laptops. But I hope they do put it on the MacBook as well. But who knows, we'll see what they do.
Okay. Now... March is upon us, which of course means April in the land of publishing.
Yes, it does. Yeah,
T3 April edition.
Strange, isn't it?
Out on the 7th of March. What can we expect?
Oh, we've got a lot of things this month. One of our main things is we've got our Hot 100 gadgets, which we did consult Double B to compile this. But yeah, we've got...
He's pretty hot himself.
He is.
I know we couldn't show you the picture.
I bet he's one of those radio people that you think is quite attractive, and he actually is. He's probably a model. But yeah, our Hot 100 gadgets, we've kind of compiled what we think was the greatest gadgets out there at the moment.
So what sort of stuff can we look forward to?
We've got some surprises in there. I think that we haven't actually gone for your typical kind of whitewash, shall we say.
Whitewash. Yeah, by that, do you mean apple?
Possibly. You'll have to get it, Dan. Yeah, so it's a good variety in there. It's not just kind of your typical gadgets. Mm. There's some quirky gadgets in there. I think there's some DIY gadgets in there, which we think are quite funky. And then we've got some maybe girlier gadgets in there. And then we've got home gadgets. So it's not kind of, you know, it's every gadget we think and is actually really cool.
The number one, we can't say.
Why would I? Of course I can't say. No, you'll have to go out and get it.
Even
get
I
one is.
Don't know.
No, you don't, Dan.
Because I would.
I'd have to kill you if I
what,
did.
Anything else exciting?
Yeah, there's loads of other features. We've got news because we had Mobile World Congress at the beginning of the month. So mm-hmm. we've got some hot phones there in the select section. And then we've got how to pimp your Wi-Fi study.
Nice.
For those of us who have a Wi-Fi study, I am one. So how to get Wi-Fi your
That's
home.
A study with Wi-Fi in, is
yeah,
it? Or any it room, really.
Well, it could be any room, okay. But you know, if you use your living room as a study, then I suppose you could tell your boss that, I'm working from home from my living room. and then, gifts for your, we've got some girly gadgets in there, which is kind of things that you might want to buy your female friends. And we've rated the mobile phones, music mobile phones, has a massive big thing at the moment. So we're telling you the latest and greatest there as well.
Okay. So that's out 7th of March. Now, you were just mentioning gifts for girlies.
Yes.
It is, of course, Mothering Sunday.
Is it?
On Sunday, which means either you're listening to this on Friday, in which case you have enough time to go out and get your mum something for Mother's Day, or you're listening to it on Monday and wondering why your mum's no longer speaking to you.
Yeah. You would wonder. I didn't even know it was Mothering Sunday until today.
Just as well.
Yeah, it is. You saved me there, Dan.
So how can we reward the gadget loving mum this Sunday?
I think gadget loving mums. My mum's one of them. There's loads of gadgets out there that you can get your mum. We've got we can get her. So your mum's a little bit savvy. She's got quite long hair. GHD straighteners.
Yeah. Now, obviously, I don't actually use.
Don't lie.
I have heard of DHD. They are.
They are. It's Good Hair Day.
What do they sponsor? They sponsor some program.
I think they sponsored. Oh, I don't know. Some catwalk model thing or something. I don't know what another. Maybe it was a drama on ITV or Channel 5.
Possibly.
I don't know. About hair salon.
But they're the daddies of hair straighteners.
They are the big daddies of hair straighteners.
As it
exactly. And you can get it for short hair, long hair, thick hair, thin hair.
Good to
know. GHDs are there for all your mums, you know? GHD hair straighteners. My mum doesn't have a pair of GHD straighteners, but I think she would actually like a pair.
Right.
But something like that. Or if your mum's more of a music lover, loves a bit of Terry in the morning, you could get a Roberts radio. Basically, it is a radio. But it has got a flower, kind of decorative flowers on the outside.
This would be the washed roses.
The washed roses. I'm not quite sure what the washed part is the title.
Maybe it's kind of wipe clean. Practical too,
you see. Practical, yeah. Because your mum's always in the kitchen.
It's not
obviously.
Bad, though,
Mum, I didn't mean
that. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure about the floral decor on the outside, but it's kind of the retro-looking Roberts.
It is. It's really
cool,
yeah.
And
it's
a pause plus dab, so you've
yes,
got your
exactly. So if your mum likes that, yeah. And it's, £200 a minute by just on your Mother's Day. But if you do love your mum as much
I do.
Okay.
All right.
Or we could buy some washed roses, which could be cheaper.
I found the gift which is both fashionable and practical.
Yeah.
For the fashionable mum who likes to iron, the Philips GC3388 London Fashion Week iron.
Wow.
£45 at Comet.
Yeah.
More
That's
my budget.
Amazing. But I think my mum, if I bought her an iron, she would kill me.
But it's designer.
Because I'd probably buy her an iron and then take in my washing as well.
See?
You could do that, couldn't
It's
you?
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Back to
mum,
you.
Mum, I've given you this iron. Look, it's time for you to use it.
It would be rude
it's
not
amazing.
To.
It's amazing. It would. But yeah, you could get her an iron. And again, I think even if you listened to it on Friday, gave her an iron, she still wouldn't be talking to you on the Monday, to be fair.
Oh, well. Okay. Bangers, my dear. Well, back to things we might like to own, namely new Blu-ray players. Sony's announced two, the BDP-7350 and BDP-7550. Rianne, what's special about these?
Basically, what they are is I think that these are kind of your final Blu-ray, top spec Blu-ray players.
Finally, we've got there.
Finally, we've got there. After all these years, Blu-ray have done it. So it's kind of your Blu-ray 2.0.
Yeah, so we've gone through it. The first ones were Blu-ray 1.0.
Yeah.
And now we're kind of at Blu-ray 1.1.
Yes, which they've added.
So this is 2.0, which is the final spec.
So they've added internet to this one. So it's kind of... an internet hookup, so you've got your...
So you can sort of download...
Yeah, you can download
BD
stuff.
BD Live goodies. Yeah,
exactly.
Which, but, I mean, this is what HD DVD has... Because they've had this from the start.
They have had this from the start. Yeah, they have something similar from the start that you can download HD content. But I think that Blu-ray have kind of gone now, we need to do it, obviously, with the death of HD DVD. Yeah. I think they've kind of gone, we can do it now.
I mean, this doesn't mean... I mean, these players aren't out...
No, they're not out. They've just been announced now, and that's in Japan. And the time lag between there and here is a while. But it does question whether we should have bought Blu-ray players.
Yeah. Have we made a horrible mistake?
It's kind of that horrible
mistake.
Thing, isn't it? Okay, I've bought a HD DVD player. Now last week I've gone, right, okay, I'm going to have to buy
a
Blu-ray player.
So now you've bought a Blu-ray player. And now you
now you're going to go, what? I've got Blu-ray 1.5. What am I going to do now?
You've got the wrong one, yeah.
But I think it's one of those conundrums, isn't it, with technology, especially with early adopters. You are going to always have to kind of go, oh, well, okay, fine. Mm. I've got this one. I can live with this one for a couple of years. And then I'll get this 2.01.
Yeah. Or just hang on to the autumn and it's there. Or buy a PS3 because they can just upgrade that.
It is, I think,
that's firmware upgradable, isn't
PS3 is quietly becoming, like, they must be feeling quite smug with themselves.
It is, yeah. So the more you look at it, it's bargalicious.
Exactly. And, you know, it's like slashed in price now when it first came out. And now you can download content. It's got internet hookups on there already. So
big up the PS3.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I know I've talked about this a lot with Duncan, which is HD downloads, but Microsoft has strongly hinted in comments it's made this week that it's going to be sticking with HD downloads rather perhaps than going for a Blu-ray drive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, has Blu-ray kind of won the battle here and lost the war? Is it going to be downloads down the line?
I just think with Microsoft, I think they've kind of punted with one thing and gone, we're just going to stick to it. And I think Blu-ray, okay, might be a little kind of dent in their armour, but I don't think it's going to be massively huge for them because they've got all the content there
already. And they have kind of got a niche now, really, as the sort of the gamer's games machine, whereas the PS3 is kind of the all-round entertainer.
Yeah, it is. So I think, it's kind of strange what Microsoft have done, but it's not that, you know...
Yeah, it's not going to sway the high-def... wars.
No, I don't think it's going to, you know, bring back HD.
Well, no. I think we know that's dead. That is dead. Okay, well, that is nearly all we have time for. Just your quick-fire answers to this week's last words.
Quick-fire, Duncan's been cheating.
We've had to change this because it was one word, which you did quite well. And then Duncan would sort of, in a German kind of style, use about four words into one and things like that.
Yeah, say it really quickly. Yeah. Sounds like one.
It didn't really work. So we've gone just with quick-fire. So
okay,
you can use
fine.
One word.
Oh, no, I'm
whatever,
scared now.
As long as it's quick.
Set
okay,
myself
so,
up for a fall.
So, the Goldman £8,500 Blu-ray player.
Bling.
Bling, bling indeed. Although it's quite plain to look at,
is
but
it?
Still.
Yeah,
it really is.
But
really,
gold and £8,000, I think,
it's
bling.
Not. It's not one of those kind of, you know, glitzy ones. It's just, it's bling on the inside.
Yeah, bling
which
on
is
the
what
inside,
counts.
Yeah.
Catrum 7 RS.
No idea.
It kind of looks like a Batmobile.
Oh, really?
Zenstone Plus with speaker.
Chav.
Yeah, it is a bit of, it is
yeah,
bit back
on,
of the bus.
On the bus, yeah, I think it's going to be
and
a bit
13.6 megapixel Sony W300.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think. Well, it's good. I like what they've done with the new that.
It looks good.
It does look good, but and the specs look good.
You could print like A2 but, with that.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway. You score 83, which is worse than Janet Jackson, but better than Eric Stein.
Is Janet here next week? Or?
Yes, she will be. That is all we have time for. New T3 is out on the 7th of March. See T3.com for all the latest news. Till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 podcast.